let's do the thing.
And Thunderbirds are go.
I was gonna say ho, but that's Thundercats.
That's Thundercats.
God damn it, Mike.
Thunderbirds were the puppets.
Thunderbirds were the puppets. Thundercats were the cats.
Right.
Not the Thunderbirds were not birds.
There's too goddamn many thunder things.
Thundercats, Thunderbirds, the Thundershits, Thundersnow,
Thunderbuds.
Welcome to a room full of nerd stuff.
Hi.
I'm Chris.
I'm Mike.
That is Mike. We just fucking step all over everybody's fucking intro here. Thank you for joining us for another week. You will notice something notable happened today. Captain America came out, but Mike hasn't seen it, so we're not going to talk about that tonight.
I'm still laughing about the intros. Hi.
Yeah. It's been a week. How have you been, Mike?
I have been not great.
Not great?
Nope, had to kill my cat.
God damn it, Mike.
I set up the podcast with that. Like, yep, I did not have a good week because that happened. What? You asked me how my week was.
How'd your week go, Mike? Killed cat.
Killed my cat. That was great. Oh. Good times. It was I'm down yet another cat.
Oh, down one cat. Well, Mike has the specter of death hanging over him recently.
God, for fuck's sake. No doubt.
I don't have anything like that hanging over me. I did find out a coworker just kind of dropped dead the other day.
That's awesome. Let's not make this the death podcast.
Yeah, let's not make that death cast. Let's talk about something that should die, which is Michael Bay's film career. Boom! Transition. What was up with that?
Hey-o.
What's up? If you listen to this, you probably know the biggest thing we should be talking about is WrestleMania, but we'll get to that later.
That will be talked about. It's on the docket.
It's on the docket. We have a docket. And the docket has two notes. That's it. Yeah. Mike and I...
WrestleMania and what the fuck is wrong with Michael Bay?
Mike and I both have made it no secret that there were basically three very large components of our childhood. Number one would be Ghostbusters. I'm going to say number three would be Power Rangers for both of us, because number two is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Am I right about that? Is that how you would rank them?
That's kind of how they progressed, is that when I was really young... I got into Ghostbusters, I grew into Ninja Turtles, and then grew into Power Rangers.
And then he found his penis and grew into masturbation like most boys do our age.
Yep, but somehow still hung on to Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, and Power Rangers. They never left.
They never left. In order of importance on my childhood, that is how I would rank them. Now Mike's like, well, shit,
I think
dinosaurs should be in there somewhere. I had a lot of dinosaur toys.
I think from importance of my childhood, Ninja Turtles I was probably into the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've always liked Power Rangers and Ghostbusters as well, too. But, I mean, like, Ninja Turtles, when I started liking it to when I found Power Rangers, it's like that was the longest stretch of being into something. Like Power Rangers I was into until about the fifth year, and then kind of in and out for the next 15.
Kind of in and out until last week when they just went on hiatus and I couldn't watch it.
And then Ghostbusters has always been there, but kind of like, yeah, I love the movie. My favorite movie of all time. But there hasn't really been a lot since like 1989 to really get into.
There was Extreme Ghostbusters.
For, like, 6 months.
That shit ran for 2 years, didn't it?
It only had one season. I mean, reruns, yeah, but it only had one season.
Oh, right, 40 episodes. It was just one really long season.
So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't around for long. And, I mean, then the video game came out, yay, but again, once you beat it twice, then whatever.
Oh, the video game. I feel I have a replay of that coming up soon. I don't think I've played it since it came out. I was moderately disappointed because I got it. I remember me and you stayed up like all fucking night. I think we both stayed up all night watching Ghostbusters mm-hmm. movies. And then I went and I got it and I came home and I played it. And I was like, oh, I got to stop now. I don't want to beat the game. And then I, you know, came back the next day and an hour later the game was done. I was like, really? It's kind of a short game.
Yeah, I think I got through all the fan service stuff at the beginning before mm-hmm. just walking away. Like, once they started getting into the new shit, then I was like, okay, put it down.
Yeah.
I can play this tomorrow. I did beat it within, like, the first 2 days of having it.
Yeah, I fucking burned through that shit by accident. great fucking game, though. I think everybody has unanimously agreed there was only one flaw with that game. That was those fucking concrete angels.
Yeah, those were bastards.
They were assholes. Fuck you, concrete angels.
I guess then Sanctum of Slime came out not too long ago. That was not a good game.
I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened.
Some Crash TV Ghostbusters nonsense. It was... I wanted to convince myself that it was a good game. I played it and was like, it's not bad. It's not. But it's like, I finally realized I'm just telling myself that because the Ghostbusters name is attached to it and I don't want to admit that anything they do is bad.
I played the demo for Sanctum of Slime, and that was... I didn't even finish the demo. I was just like, nope. Hey, the game was really good and very well received. Why don't we just shit all that away with a fucking Xbox Live Arcade game? Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah. But it's the sequel!
It's two, you know?
I remember, though, seeing people online being like, you need to buy this game, because if you don't, then Sony might can Ghostbusters 3 again.
Well, if Sanctum of Slime is any indication, good.
Yeah. And now at the point where they should can the movie, they're just plugging forth.
Picking up steam.
God, yeah.
Now that Harold Ramis is dead and can't tell us what we're doing wrong, what's Dan Aykroyd going to say? Oh, aliens!
I think Dan Aykroyd would actually be into ghost aliens, which was a storyline in the comic.
Dad, what do you think? I think one of them should give me a blowjob. Mr. Aykroyd, what? It's funny.
Ghost did it. Why not the aliens?
Ghost aliens probably love giving oral.
I know I do.
I mean, who wants some skull vodka? More skull vodka for everybody. I love you, Dan Aykroyd, but what the fuck happened, man? The Ghostbusters have not... I mean, like, Harold Ramis had a good career, and Ernie Hudson has...
Really, you are cutting out really, really bad now.
Ernie Hudson kind of did his thing, I guess.
He still has something of a career. He shows up.
He's just kind
of... The hell? Oh, God. What happened? Oh, shit.
Me?
What the hell was that?
I accidentally unplugged the microphone.
I think your computer microphone picked it up because I was hearing... It's like you got sucked into some hell maw. Can you hear?
It probably, yeah, my webcam has a very nice microphone built into it, and it was like, oh, we'll pick up the slack, boss.
It is not a very nice microphone.
Well, the only noise I was making was, it was, you know, you try to get a USB to go in, it never goes in right the first time, and... You know, this is one of those USB-B cords, so it's, like, square-shaped, so, you know, all fucking four sides. Nah! Couldn't hit the hole.
God.
We had a point to this,
but we completely veered off into talking about Ghostbusters.
Fuck it! So, Ghostbusters, and then Power Rangers, and we've discussed both of these at length. Before we recorded last week's podcast, we did not know that the next day, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer would be, I think it was supposedly leaked. I'm using finger quotes. I saw the trailer in the theater today before Captain America, which we're going to talk about next week.
Did we record after the trailer? I thought we talked about the trailer.
No.
It came out after?
Yeah, we did the podcast, and then the next day the trailer came out, and then that night we did the other things that we haven't published yet.
Oh, right. You were supposed to publish one on Sunday.
I didn't, because I worked and was very angry and did not think about it. So we will do something very cool with those in the future. You can't know what they are.
They don't care what they are.
Mike, you're ruining.
Danny don't care.
Hey, you just said that sometimes Ben listens.
I think he listened once because we were like, "Hey, people, listen to this." And
Ben, prove that you listen to our podcast. Tweet us something about beer. Tweet us beer trivia.
I don't think that exists anymore. Anyway.
Anyways, the Ninja Turtles trailer came out, and Mike, what do you think about it? I'm passing the buck to you, Mike.
Yeah, and I'm more mad at the internet than I am the trailer, because, like we discussed in those things that we're not talking about yet, that, like, A, it's trailer CGI, which is never finished.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I'm really mad that Michael Bay is catching all the heat for this when he's not directing it.
I think my favorite tweet that summed it up nicely was, the internet seems pissed off that a Michael Bay Ninja Turtles movie looks like a Michael Bay Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess that does sum it up. I don't think it looked bad. I mean, it...
I don't think it looked great. I mean, it's already one of those cases of high concept that I appreciate that it's not going to be a rehash of the same bullshit we've had before. I'm glad for that. I don't need to see the same bullshit we watched in 1990. Well, not bullshit. That was a really good movie, but you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking need to see, you know, the Shredder and his gang of 15-year-old ninjas.
We already saw
ninjas.
That movie.
Exactly. I don't want to see that movie. And if I want to watch that movie, I've got the fucking DVD on the bookshelf behind me. I'll watch the DVD.
Exactly.
I do want to see something different and updated. I feel like maybe it's going a little too far trying to be, you know, grimdark and serious and modern. And it's got that kind of Dark Knight disease that every movie since then has suffered from, where every movie has to try to be like the Dark Knight because that made a lot of fucking money. You know, the same fucking thing that killed Superman.
That is the problem, and it's also one of the problems I had with the Transformers movies, even though I didn't hate them either.
The first Transformers movie was really good. It's not aging very well. It's already at the point where it's just really fucking long.
Yeah, they are not short movies.
I watched that movie, the first time I watched that movie, it was on my laptop, laying in bed in my first fucking apartment, like right after it came out, because I didn't make it to the theater to see it. And I'm like, shit, this is really good. And then, like, every time since then I've watched it, I just kind of care a little bit less every time, to the point where I've just basically stopped watching it.
But it's, like, the problem with those movies, and the same thing that they're doing with Ninja Turtles, is they're taking, like, even a more ridiculous concept than a man dressing up like a bat and trying to put the realistic tone
right.
to it. And it's like, no, you cannot make genetically altered turtles... serious. It was never meant to be serious in the first place. It was a piss take on Frank Miller's comics. It's
right.
not meant to be as grimdark as they're making it. And they kind of went around that in the trailer by making Michelangelo dopey.
Yeah.
But it's still
by only featuring the turtles sliding on their shells down a fucking ski mountain.
Yeah, you can't make something like that serious.
It's a tone that worked for Batman because of the concept of Batman. Because basically with The Dark Knight, they put that tone on it, and what you got was not a Batman movie. You got a detective drama where the detective just happened to be Batman.
Yeah.
And when you apply that tone to Transformers, you get Shia LaBeouf having big action in the middle of the city with a giant CGI truck. When you apply that to Superman, you get Superman... that fucking just turd of a movie.
Wait, Superman Returns or Man of Steel?
Man of Steel. Man of Steel.
But yeah, it's like
Superman Returns was before Dark Knight.
Yeah, but they even did it with Transformers, where it's like you're taking a completely ridiculous concept and trying to make it too serious.
Exactly.
And that shit doesn't work.
Especially with this, where, I mean, the core personalities, the core dynamic of the turtles themselves is null and void if you try to make it too realistic, too serious.
Right. Because they are cartoon characters.
Exactly. This trailer, though, I don't even know what to say. It's not as bad as I was expecting. I don't necessarily know that it will be the Ninja Turtles movie I want. I know I'll probably fucking still be there opening day like a goddamn moron.
See, it's not going to be the Ninja Turtles movie that we want as
right.
people who grew up with Ninja Turtles. But...
Hello? Uh-oh. Mike?
Hello?
Hi.
Wow, your connection just got really bad.
I stayed connected, actually. You dropped.
Well, I couldn't hear you.
I couldn't hear you either.
I couldn't hear you until you said, Mike!
Mike!
God, this is going to be just a fucking great show.
I tell you what we're going to do.
Michael
we're
Bay
gonna
is
pause.
Jamming our signal.
Michael Bay, stop it! We're going to stop. We're going to pause. We're going to stop recording. I'm going to go reset the router. We'll pick up where we left off. I'll put the fucking Super Friends noise in between the segments like I did last time. You didn't even know I did that, you fucker.
I didn't.
Okay, we'll be back. All right, we're back. Yay.
Yay.
That was fun and exciting. And it was seconds for you at home or on the road.
Probably not even a second.
Or in a hotel lobby. Hi, Tarv.
So, yeah, Ninja Turtles, not gonna really care.
Not gonna really give a shit. God, what were we even saying?
We were saying it's not going to be the movie that we want, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as everyone is expecting, even though the internet will not give it any credit. Even if it's great, they're going to say that it was shit just because that is the internet.
That's the internet. Everybody hate everything. Welcome to the internet.
Exactly.
Like I said, I will probably still be there opening day like a fucking dumbass, and I will still pay fucking money to see it like a fucking dumbass. But I don't think it's going to be bad as everybody thinks. I will say, it does seem to be trying to really piss me off, though, because just as I'm like, maybe the CGI won't be that bad, maybe it won't be that bad, they say, hey, by the way, Johnny Knoxville will be voicing Leonardo. What?
It's like I said to you earlier on Twitter, of all the turtles.
Yeah, Michelangelo he'd be fine as, Raphael he'd probably be great as, Leonardo.
Yeah, it's like the most straight-laced, serious turtle of all of them. And they give it to Johnny Knoxville, the guy who's famous for kicking himself in the nuts.
So now I'm looking at this, and I'm like, first, they cast Danny Woodburn as Splinter for CG, and they've got Tony Shalhoub voicing Splinter.
Yeah, I don't know how that one's going to be.
I don't get why Danny Woodburn did the mocap for Splinter.
I'm imagining that Splinter's going to be short, but it's like... If you've seen him on Seinfeld, I was imagining that as a voice.
Yeah.
As a voice for Splinter.
I thought for sure that's what they were going to do.
Like, hey, Turtles, come on in here. I got something to tell you. Hey, you guys. Wow.
You made him sound like Popeye.
So now I'm also wondering, though, who's going to be voicing everyone else?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like...
I know we said it in the past. We thought the mocap actors were the voice actors.
Well, it's like we were saying. It's like they casted guys who were not big name, but they had been in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, it turns out that these guys, which I think that would have been the perfect casting for Ninja Turtles, because nobody like has any preconceived notions as to who these guys really are, because they've just kind of been bit characters in other movies. But... Yeah. Yeah, then they hire them, and it turns out they're just the mocap, which it's like, in that case, like I said on Twitter also, why not hire martial artists
right.
to do the mocap, considering that they are Ninja Turtles?
Ernie Reyes Jr. isn't doing shit.
No, he's just being, what was it, cemetery guard in Indiana?
Cemetery warrior.
In Indiana Jones 4.
Hey, he recently played Jay Thapa on NCIS Los Angeles.
Okay, whatever.
And he was Tweedledee's stunt double in Alice in Wonderland.
But like the new one?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did any stunts in the movie.
I didn't even see that movie.
Oh, it was terrible. But yeah, it's very confusing that they would hire like just regular actors and not people who specialize in motion capture or any of that to just be the motion capture guys and then redo the voices.
Sorry, I laughed because I looked and I saw that in Rush Hour 2, Ernie Reyes Jr. played Zing, and in Pool Hall Junkies a year later he played Tang, and in The Rundown he played Manito, and then in Redline he was Ernie.
He was a stereotypical Asian guy for three movies in a row before just being Ernie.
Then just Ernie.
Your character's not important enough to give a name, so we're just going to give him your name.
He said, oh, come on, guys.
Guys, come on.
It's a great plan.
God.
But yes, Ninja Turtles. I'm sure we will talk at length about it when we see it. Maybe we'll even talk at length about the other movies at some point soon. Oh. Maybe, who knows? Who knows? I like the rest of the casting for the movie, aside from Megan Fox as April O'Neil. But I mean, I like William Fichtner. I think he might be an okay Shredder.
I wouldn't care about Megan Fox if I didn't know who Megan Fox was.
that's kind of how it was with her. You know, before you knew who she was, it was like, man, look at that fucking gorgeous chick. And then she opened her mouth, and it was more like, wow, look at that raging bitch.
Yeah, I just, like, I had no idea who she was. It's like, if Ninja Turtles was her first movie, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But it's like, actually, because I can't see her as any character but Megan Fox.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just like, oh, yeah, you're the bitchy chick. You're the bitchy actress. You're the bitchy actress pretending to be a news reporter. Great.
I will say, too, Mike and I both had the same thing to say when she showed up in the trailer wearing the yellow, oh, you gotta put her in the yellow jacket so everybody knows April O'Neil. What a fucking cop-out. And then we went back and looked at the 90s Ninja Turtle movie, and the very first thing they do is put April O'Neil in a yellow raincoat.
Yeah.
So...
I remember
it's still shitty!
When the animated movie came out and we saw the trailer for it, there was some shot, we didn't know that it was April yet, but there was some shot of a girl running around fighting the Foot with the turtles, and Matt was like, huh, I wonder why, or who this girl is, or no, I said, who is this girl fighting alongside the turtles, and he was like, it's April. Like, how do you know it's April? And he's like, she's got red hair and she's wearing yellow, it's April.
And he was correct.
And he turned out to be right. So yeah, redhead in yellow, it's April. Megan Fox is not redheaded, but she's wearing yellow.
Surprised they didn't make her dye her hair red. Or, like, CGI it afterwards.
Well, like I said, CGI ain't done. There's plenty of time to color treat her hair in the movie.
Give it time. Give it time. So moving on, Mike. This weekend, not just a milestone for the WWE, 30 years of WrestleMania. Kind of a big deal. Especially when I realized, oh, God, WrestleMania is only 6 months older than I am. Shit. Shit, I'm fucking old.
Yeah, luckily for me, it's about 9 months older than I am, so...
Fuck you, Mike.
I don't feel as old.
3 months younger than you old fuck.
Yeah, God, old man.
This will also be the first WrestleMania that I have legally watched in the comfort of my own home, I feel I should mention. I have legally watched it in the past. At Buffalo Wild Wings, and I have watched it less than legally on a few occasions. And I watched 27 in theater, actually. That was an interesting experience because during the Michael Cole versus Jerry Lawler match, it became evident that they did not tell DirecTV what they were doing because the signal just kind of cut out. I was like, oh, you guys are fucked. So I missed that entire match, which may be why I don't remember 27 as shittily as most people do.
Eh.
Actually, it came up just in time for us to be like, hey, King won! Wait, what?
King didn't win.
Nope, he got DQ'd right after. Oh my God, you mean Stone Cold Steve Austin overstepped his authority? Not Stone Cold, what the fuck?
Nah.
Not Stone Cold! This Sunday, WrestleMania 30, also a big milestone for the WWE Network, the first pay-per-view to be broadcast. I don't even know if you can call them pay-per-views anymore.
Yeah.
I think Dish Network's the only one carrying this one.
Is it? I thought that other cable companies have to be carrying it.
I know, let's see. Can I find...
Because I imagine that cable companies would still get a chunk of that $60 to carry it.
Which one of these is the most recent? This one. As of March 24th, Dish Network said they will not be carrying it.
So the cable companies or cable and satellite companies are trying to put their foot down, saying, if you're going to air it on your network, we're not going to air it.
The last I saw, Dish and DirecTV are not going to be carrying it. Comcast might be, I don't know. The last I saw was they're pissed because even though they're offering it so cheaply on the network, they're not reducing the prices for the other like carriers. And that's pissing them off because they are going to see a drop in buys on it. Because the majority of people, let's be honest, the majority of people who are going to drop $60 on WrestleMania are dropping $60 on 6 months of the network.
Yeah. It just makes sense. It's still on Comcast, so.
Still on Comcast. Dish is evidently not going to be carrying it due to WWE not being willing to adjust pay-per-view costs to satellite cable companies. DirecTV will not be carrying it. DirecTV didn't even carry Elimination Chamber. They dropped that as soon as the network hit. DirecTV went, nope, fuck you guys. Or no, DirecTV is carrying it. DirecTV is... I'm reading this whole fucking thing wrong. DirecTV is carrying it, but...
If you're not going to get the network, watch it if you can. If not, whatever.
Anyways, people are there are some companies that are not going to be carrying WrestleMania, so I don't even know if you can keep calling these pay-per-views, because it's going that route. But all of TV is going that route because a la carte is the future, let's face it.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait, because I'm saving so much more money by not having cable.
See, I don't want to have cable anymore. It's like, internet is fine, but whatever. Although, we'll see, I know that they've been trying to by saying, hey, watch NXT and watch Superstars and Main Event live as sort of stress tests.
That's what I was going to say. There is also the very real possibility and very prevalent belief that nobody will be watching WrestleMania because it will just take a huge shit when that many people watch something at once on the network. That being said, aside from the small hiccup with NXT Arrival, they've not really had many problems with the live stream on the network.
No, they haven't.
Even when it first launched, those first few days where nothing aside from like a few WrestleManias was running on the network, the live stream ran fine, and that was just because of the way the content was arranged on the server, because I guess they didn't think anybody was going to want to watch a pay-per-view from 1997 when they got the WWE Network. Even though one of the selling points was, hey, we have pay-per-views from 1997.
Yeah, we have all the pay-per-views from WWE, WCW, and ECW. But don't
try to
watch
them. Don't watch them. Don't you want to watch Batista return on Raw?
You can watch that clip over and over and over again.
That's the last full episode of Raw that's gone up, last I checked. Was the Raw before the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I really don't like the whole... I'm sure it's part of their television deal, and like we've discussed, who knows where that stands at the moment. Mm-hmm. But it's really sort of irritating that you have to wait a month or longer to get an episode of Raw that just aired.
That episode of Raw where Batista came back is the one before the Royal Rumble. That's the last one they've put up. That was almost 3 months ago now.
Right.
2 months ago. Yeah, 2 months ago.
But still, it's like...
No, 3 months ago.
Yeah, I'm an English major.
Their deal was that they would put up the new episodes, but it had to be 30 days after.
Right.
And even that, I thought, was kind of a shitty deal.
And WWE, from all I've read, is aware of that and are trying to get the deals worked out. And right now, those deals are still under negotiation. We should be finding out in May who's going to get the rights. Viacom, I believe it is. Viacom? NBC Universal. I'm sorry. NBC Universal let the window expire to renew those rights, so now they are openly negotiating with all comers. AMC is supposedly a front runner to get the rights. They have, thanks to The Walking Dead, they now have a very serious market share, and they see WWE as something that can bolster their Monday nights. But it would be really weird to see WWE on AMC.
I think that they said that AMC is no longer a thing, but AMC is looking at Jeff Jarrett's new deal.
Yes. AMC and CMT are looking at that one. I could see that one going to CMT.
I really don't want wrestling on CMT. I don't care what promotion it is. It's like wrestling fans have enough shit as it is being looked at as dumb hillbillies. We don't need it on CMT.
Right.
Don't do that. AMC has some like classy shows on it. So maybe put it on there.
Right. Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. Sorry about that, everybody. I'm having some trouble with my recording software, too. We're back in stunning high def. I apologize for those 15 minutes that sound really shitty right now. Professionalism.
Yeah, I'm still having the problem where every minute it cuts out twice now for about a second and a half at the 16-second mark and about the 47-second mark.
Hey, man, that's on you.
Oh, I mean, everything's running fine here. I have no idea what it is. You said it was a Skype issue. Anyway, wrestling.
Forgot what you were saying now, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying something about Jeff Jarrett's promotion and don't put it on CMT because I'm done with the notion that wrestling fans are just dumb hillbillies. And if you put it on CMT,
right,
that notion is not going to go away. So,
yeah. So, very real possibility that anything could happen with WWE's broadcast rights in the future. And the broadcast rights for everything are all up at the same time now, so who knows where it'll go. But that's not what's important. What's important is WrestleMania.
Woohoo!
And it's Sunday.
And that means it's time to call off the matches and all their participants and see who we think is going to win. Ready, Mike?
Hang on, I want to bring up the list myself.
All right.
So, first off, WrestleMania. There we go.
First off, hosted by the immortal Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan versus Time. Who wins?
Hulk Hogan.
Of course, he's immortal.
I think that the planet will explode and Hulk Hogan's still going to be floating in space, brother dude jacking it up.
I've already made it known. My belief is the show's going to end with Triple H holding the belt, Hogan standing over an unconscious Daniel Bryan, and everybody's wearing NWO shirts, and the NWO logo is stylized like the WWE Network logo. And then TNA suddenly gets the best ratings it's had in years.
No, they won't.
It doesn't take much to give TNA the best ratings they've had.
Their show has gone such to shit. I don't even know what's happening on it anymore.
I saw Wes Briscoe the other day in an interview said, you know, Aces and Eights could have gone longer if they really wanted it to. And I was like, Wes Briscoe, why do you hate the fans? On the pre-show, interesting pre-show this year, 2-hour pre-show. The first hour will be on YouTube and the network and feed and WWE.com and everything. The second hour of the pre-show, which I'm assuming will have the tag team championship match, will be exclusively on the network, and then WrestleMania will follow. I don't know why the hour pre-show is just being called the pre-show. They just fucking call it WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I don't want a fucking... It's WrestleMania is now going to be 7 hours long!
Yeah, they have the post-game show too, don't they?
Yes.
God.
Or no, they're not doing a post-show for that, so it'll only be like 6.
It's still, that's 6 hours.
6 hours. That's ridiculous.
And imagine, like... Because in the pre-shows for their big shows, SummerSlam, WrestleMania, etc., they've had a match on free TV to get people pumped for the pay-per-view. So are they going to have a match on the free pay-per-view and then another match on the exclusive pre-show and then WrestleMania? And if so, why?
For the monies?
No one's paying for the first two.
Very first match, though, on some aspect of the pre-show, fatal four-way match for the tag team championship, because why give the mid-card matches when you can just put all of them in one match? We'll get to that in a minute, too.
They're still getting their payday.
Tag team champions, Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, the Real Americans, Cesaro and Jack Swagger with Zeb Gulter, Ryback and Curtis Axel, two former Paul Heyman guys, and then Los Matadores with El Torito. Odds are probably in the Usos' favors, but Cesaro's getting ready for a push, and Los Matadores have a tiny bull with the mic. Who do you think's going to win this one?
I think something is going to happen where El Torito and Ryback end up winning the titles together.
Did they come Rybull?
Yes.
Or Rytorito?
To Ryback.
El Torryback?
El Torryback.
El Torryback.
Who cares? The tag team titles mean so little, who gives a shit?
Sorry, I'm just imagining Ryback's entrance with El Torito, like, riding him on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing the, like, milking the cow thing, and El Torito is, like, getting everybody pumped up, and nobody, like, even mentions it on commentary. It's just, yeah, whatever.
I think it'd be great if Ryback was riding El Torito's shoulders, and...
El Torito stands on Ryback's shoulders, and then, you know, Ryback does the backpack slam, but El Torito jumps off, flips, like, 3 times, and lands on his face, and is never seen again in the WWE.
But he still has a championship. That's when they just retire the tag team championships and admit that Vince hates tag teams.
When is anybody having a championship stop WWE from letting them leave the building? I'm going to go with the safe bet here and say the Usos are going to retain.
Yeah, probably.
As you mentioned, the tag belts are worthless if you're being generous. They're still talking. They want to give Cesaro his big singles push soon, so I don't see them putting the belt on them.
They might do in this match, finally, the breakup of the Real Americans.
It'd be nice. I'm ready for Cesaro's push. Yeah. I'm ready for Cesaro to get his first fucking name back, too, but that's not going to
happen. That's not going to happen.
I know they're not going to put the belt on Ryback.
I mean, if they're going to, that was the team to do it, because who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Los Matadores are not a big enough team to put it on. Ryback and Curtis Axel are both like former champions in their own rights. So
what does Ryback have?
He's had the tag titles, hasn't he?
No.
Who cares then? now you're checking it.
I'm telling you because now I'm like, wait.
Didn't he have the tag titles in Nexus? No.
Oh. No, that was Slater and Gabriel. And then...
I thought one of their big guys had it.
Otunga had it for a little while. I think Otunga and...
Otunga and Cena had it when Cena was...
Otunga and Cena had it, and then then Wade Barrett made Otunga lay down and get pinned to give the belts to Slater and Gabriel. Slabriel.
Well, if nothing else, then Ryback has been in main events, and Curtis Axel has held championships, so...
Ryback has only won... The only thing is, Ryback has won in WWE is 4 Slammys. 2010 Shocker of the Year for the Nexus debut, and then in 2012 he won Crowd Chant of the Year for Feed Me More, Newcomer of the Year, and hashtag trending now for hashtag Feed Me More. Boy, Ryback, there's a fall from grace. Remember when Ryback main evented like 6 pay-per-views in a row?
Yeah. When he actually looked like a credible threat to CM Punk's year and a half long reign.
I got a friend of mine who's like just now getting to that point, and he's like going through and watching 2012 and 2013 and all that. He's like, I'm watching Ryback destroy these jobbers. How does this end? I'm like, well, they book him in some wonky main events to try to keep his undefeated streak credible, and then, you know, he just kind of...
And then he becomes the jobbers that he is defeated.
And then they say you are what you eat. Maybe that's what they're doing with Ryback!
Oh, he ate all the jobbers, and now he is one. That makes sense. No, it doesn't.
That is the most tragic. Next up!
Moving along.
This is going to be a fun one so far. The Andre the Giant Battle Royale. Known participants. Big E. Former World Heavyweight Champion Alberto Del Rio. Fandango. By the way, I don't know if you saw it in April Fool's. They posted a, you know, they do those day off sessions with the Divas. On April Fool's Day, they were like, look, it's our steamiest day off session ever. And it's like a steamed up shower and you just see like a leg. And it was Fandango. They did this like whole like kind of slutty diva pictorial with Fandango.
God.
It was really funny, actually. A little bit of a Patrick Bateman vibe to it. Former World Heavyweight Champion Dolph Ziggler. Former Relevant Wrestler Damian Sandow. Titus Seal Call O'Neil. The man who is permanently concussed, Christian. God, I love Christian, but I'm ready for him to retire.
Who knows if he's even going to be still in the match with the concussion.
Who knows? God, these are all like former World Heavyweight Champions. Sheamus, former WWE World Tag Intercontinental Champion, The Big Show.
I don't think you need to give their credits.
I must. We are professional.
This podcast is going to be 6 hours long.
You can listen to it live while you watch WrestleMania. World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry. All three members of 3MB, Heath Slater. Friend of the Raw Reactor, Heath Slater, may I remind you. There's a brand I need to revive. Drew McIntyre and Jinder Mahal. The Brotherhood, Cody Rhodes and Goldust. The Wildcat, Kofi Kingston. Has the Wildcat ever called onto you as a nickname?
No. Why did you call him the Wildcat?
They tried to get that nickname over for him for about 3 months.
It didn't work on Chris Harris. It's not going to work on Kofi Kingston.
I was going to say the most punchable man in the world, but that's Heath Slater. The Miz is in it as well. Brodus Clay, Darren Young.
I still don't get why people hate him.
Who, the Miz? Yeah. He's a lot more tolerable now than he used to be.
I never hated him.
It's because you're a fucking mark. The man with the paper knees, Rey Mysterio, R-Truth, Santino Marella, the Great Khali, Zack Ryder, Hunakara. Are we recording again? We're recording again. Mike is with me. We just recorded 30 minutes on WrestleMania and then realized the program had frozen and didn't record any of it.
What's that song that you sing when shit goes wrong?
I am a real American.
Professionalism.
Look, here's the breakdown that we hit real fast. Hulk Hogan's not going to... Hulk Hogan's not going to...
Everything that we said.
Hulk Hogan's not going to die at WrestleMania. The Usos are going to retain. Zack Ryder has magic battle royale powers, but it'll probably be somebody like Ziggler or Big E. Mike thinks Tamina's going to win the Divas Championship. I think he's fucking wrong. It's going to be Brie, but if, you know, Daniel Bryan doesn't win and she doesn't win, who knows? Maybe they'll fucking just put it on, I don't know, Summer Rae, because who gives a shit? There's no way in hell the New Age Outlaws are going to win, so the Shield's going to win in the grudge match that should be the pre-show match, but isn't. John Cena's going to eat a pinfall because he stood tall. Hey, that rhymed. I made a rhyme. Was that cool?
Focus, Chris.
Focus, Chris. And then, wow, what does it say about all the bullshit we talked about that I just recapped 30 minutes of our podcast in 5 seconds?
Well, we really just recapped the results, not the analysis as to why we think those are going to be the results.
Is there any analysis you want to just, like, throw out there to retain for the sake of...
Kane is fat now.
Kane is... He's not really that... He's in better shape than he has been in the past. He goes... Much like his character, he kind of goes up and down.
And I missed my... We lost my speaking of old beef, Sable.
Well, I didn't cover that because I figured we'll just start over on that.
I missed it.
You missed
it's lost
it.
Lost now.
Would you like to...
It's lost.
Okay.
No. Hank... I'm not repeating my joke.
Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker. We're kind of not sure who's going to win that one.
You're Undertaker trying to doesn't... just... you try to do the thing that we did where it's like, I don't know. This one's a tough one to call.
I like to think that much like Johnny Carson, we're at our best when things aren't going right.
Like if only there was a much publicized streak. Don't know. Tough one to call. Yeah, fuck it. Like I was saying before everything took a shit.
Old beef, Rita Mero.
But basically, if Taker is going to lose, it needs to be someone that they're going to push. Brock Lesnar is not that guy, being that he's almost 40 and all beat up. So it's going to be Taker.
I'm just imagining, like, t-shirts that say Old Beef Rita Mero. I guess she's Rena Lesnar now. It says Old Beef Rita Lesnar, and then there's a Jimmy John's logo.
We'll never hear this, but on the off chance that he does, Brock Lesnar, please don't kick our ass. We're joking.
I'd still buy her issue of Playboy if she was in it today. She still looks good.
Yeah, she's still pretty good for
she still looks great.
50-year-old, whatever.
For old beef? Is that what you're trying to say?
I feel we have to explain this joke now. God damn it.
No, don't explain it. It's funnier if we don't explain it. Undertaker wins because it's the fucking streak. Oh, God. Triple H versus Daniel Bryan. Is it Last Man Standing? No. Why was I going to say that? It's a grudge match. I'm surprised it's not Last Man Standing, so they can't justify an hour of Triple H at WrestleMania, which they might be doing anyways. Winner of the match gets entered into the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. Without explaining Old Beef Rena Mero, who do you think is going to win this one? I can't wait to cut out the clip of just you going, and like abusing that for future productions. Much like I did.
I'm thinking of the t-shirt now. God damn it. We lost a half hour of us actually recording a podcast to come back to a half hour of us just laughing about nothing.
Thank God we got the Ninja Turtles talking early.
Jesus. Okay, who's going to win Brian versus Triple H? The mark in me wants to say Brian.
I think no matter what happens, they're both going to wind up in the title match.
I mean, I've thought of some scenario now that Austin has been announced that there'll be some special referee. Triple H will announce some special referee and Shawn Michaels will come out. And then Hogan will come out and go, Brother Dude Jack, he works for you.
Brother Dude Jack, Special Enforcer Steve Austin.
Or even not even Special Enforcer, just say he works for you, we can't trust him, but this guy will call it down the middle and out comes Austin. He stunners Michaels, and then they have the match and Brian goes over.
Excuse me. That's kind of the thing, yeah, I'm guessing. There's going to be shenanigans no matter what happens.
There shouldn't be, because Brian has been such a whipping boy that he kind of needs a clean win over Triple H.
Right.
But, I mean, being this WWE and everyone has to be protected.
It wouldn't surprise me if Brian managed to get a pin on Triple H, but then Triple H still inserted himself into the championship match because I'm the ass kicker.
Yeah, I'd... Who knows? Triple H will, I don't think that he's going to put himself in the main event and make it a four-way. But, I mean, he will make his presence felt if he doesn't win.
That's funny. That's what he said, Steph. I'm gonna make my
presence felt.
He's not Randy Savage.
No, you don't. It's kind of gravelly, but you gotta follow the words with I did come up with this great idea that maybe
you just sound like whispering Randy Savage when you do that.
You see, Daniel Bryan, me and old Sledgy here. Yeah. We're going to come out to Motorhead. Yeah, we really like the Motorhead, Daniel. Oh, yeah, snapping the Motorhead.
I had this idea that Triple H, Orton, Batista, and Bryan would reform Evolution and Bryan would replace Ric Flair. And you'd get great things like, you know, Rick was in charge of getting the limos and the girls and the drinks, and Brian's got that now. And Brian just runs out and he's like, "Hey guys, I'm happily married. I got us a Prius and some tofu. Let's go."
He comes back with his wife and a carrot.
And then I realized, I was like, I would really like that if it meant we got more like Daniel Bryan heel promos like we did in 2012. Like I said, that one where he came out right after AJ had got run over by the Big Show, right after she came back. And he was like, "This girl has been through enough, and we are leaving, and to prove how much we love the environment, we are leaving in a Prius." That was the moment I loved Daniel Bryan. I said, this guy's awesome.
Were they in Texas when he said that?
I think so, because the crowd lost their shit as soon as he said Prius.
I don't think that any other town or state would...
I can't find the whole promo, just that last little bit. But I remember he spent like 5 minutes like, "I am better than all of you because I am a vegan."
Yeah, I gotta imagine that was in Texas. That would not rile up any crowd more than a Texas crowd.
Yeah. I mean, just, I laughed so hard at the end of that promo. Just the way he was like, "We are leaving in a Prius," and just like walked out of the ring like it was nothing.
Oh, God.
I miss that era of Daniel Bryan. Heel champion Daniel Bryan was like the best obnoxious little shit they had in wrestling at the time.
But again, like as good as that was, mid-card gimmick.
Mid-card gimmick.
If they,
well, that's because he had the King mid-card title at the time.
If they want to push him as a main guy, he can't be that anymore.
So
we'll still have the tapes of that, which were great, but
it would not surprise me for Triple H to win because of shenanigans, and then Hogan to come out and, "Oh, brother, dude, Jack, no, you can't do that. Brand's in the main event. Woo, eat your vitamins, take your prayers." And then he does that like backing up in the boat thing he did in that one Gene Okerman promo.
Was the woo Ric Flair like popping out from behind him?
Yes,
he's got some sort of Ric Flair hand puppet that.
Yes. I want that now. "Hang on, somebody's got an opinion, brother dude Jack.
Woo!"
Like,
"I'm the nature boy, woo, woo!
I'm the nature boy, brother dude Jack, woo, woo, yeah." And then the puppet just starts squirting blood. Oh no. Ring the bell.
God.
Damn this. Listen, if you're just joining us, I want to reassure you that this is significantly more entertaining than what we lost.
It is. Oh, God. Yeah, I imagine Brian's going to win.
Oh, crap. Oh, no, it saved the settings that time. We're in high def still. Woo!
I would rather we be in low def than not at all.
Oh, no def. It would not surprise me for Brian to lose the match with Triple H. But still get inserted on the main event championship, and then through perseverance, come out on top of the trip of the. I guess it would be a fatal four way at that point, and win the title. So he can have that, you know, underdog thing. The word escapes me.
I think that is the word. The underdog thing.
The underdog thing feels so professional.
But I don't think that they're going to turn it into a four way. But I still imagine that somehow there will be shenanigans throughout the course of the show that ends up with Brian holding the title.
And remember, we are still missing one key factor of the WrestleMania build-up for any match with Triple H. Shawn Michaels has not been beaten up yet.
He has not. That's why I think he's going to be beaten up at WrestleMania by Steve Austin.
Triple H has not brandished a sledgehammer, nor has Shawn Michaels been beaten up. It's a little weird.
But I guess Brian winning goes against my theory that I had with Cena and Wyatt, where Cena was standing tall in his segment on Raw. So was Brian.
I was going to bring that up, and then, you know, we were recording, and it went poorly.
I think, I want to think that Brian's fan
that is
reaction,
a bit, that is a bit the whole whoever stands tall at the end of the blah, 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 whatnot. That is a bit of a trope, but I have found that there are just as many times where it doesn't apply as there are where it does. In the case of Cena, I feel like it will apply so that they can keep that program going past WrestleMania. With this one, I feel like we're kind of reaching an end because, God, it's been like 6 fucking months.
I mean, this has to be the end.
We've got to be reaching the end, leading to the Monday debut of General Manager Sting. Ain't no church on Monday, fanboys.
You're going to keep coming back to... I am leaving Sting completely out of my predictions.
Hey, I've already said on numerous occasions that I would debut Sting. If they gave me the book, I would be like, Vince, I got this. I just need Sting, AJ Styles, and a corn dog.
There's still that.
No, not like that, Vince. Not like
there's
that.
There's still Vince. That pesky, like, contract negotiations stuff.
Ah, that hasn't stopped TNA.
I had to continually, like, break my friend's heart when he was like, I don't see why they just don't bring in so-and-so. It's like, well, because there's contracts and money involved, and it's a business, and you can't just bring people in.
Surprise entrant of the triple threat match at the end? New Jack.
His natural born killer will start playing.
You're here for the belt? No, man, I just want my matches on the network. What the fuck's up with that, bro?
They're on the network now.
They are on the network now. See? Now it can just be a one-on-one match. New Jack, go home.
You got what you wanted. You don't have to kill anybody tonight.
Here's $20.
I'm going to still stab Triple H 14 times. No, Jack, you don't have to do that.
No. Who do you think you are, MVP? Give me that screwdriver.
Yeah. I don't think we talked about New Jack's matches being on the network now. They managed to get around the music playing by dubbing over it with some generic hip-hop song and having Joey Styles redo the commentary.
It's Weird Al. They have a Weird Al song playing now.
It's not Weird Al.
Why is New Jack coming out to beat it? I guess Weird Al did eat it, actually, but whatever. So there you go, WrestleMania.
If you go back and watch the New Jack matches on the network, the generic hip-hop song is probably the most repetitive and annoying hip-hop song that they could have found, and it makes watching his matches really unbearable. I would rather that they just not be there. Anyway.
I feel like a lot of people feel that way. I never actually saw a New Jack match, but I keep seeing
they're not good, but they're fun.
Yeah, that I feel like that sums up ECW quite well.
It's like I find few things in wrestling more satisfying than watching New Jack just bludgeon the shit out of someone while Natural Born Killers is playing. It's a weird thing. Like if I'm in a shitty mood, just throw on a New Jack match, and you will instantly feel better.
So. Continuing the wrestling talk, Joey Styles is hosting a show on the WWE's YouTube page. Because, you know, they don't have a network or anything to put that shit on now.
I love that they still have a YouTube page.
It's kind of sad. It's a 5-minute YouTube clip, or a 5-minute YouTube show, which is a shame because this would be a great, like, original 30-minute program. It's Joey Styles poking around the WWE warehouse.
So, like, is there just, like, old gimmicks in there and stuff?
Well, I mean, it's where they store all the stuff. The first episode was him going back and looking at all the rings, and they showed the ring from WrestleMania 1 and putting it together. They showed the ring from WrestleMania 29, which I did not know was heated.
What? Why?
Well, it was outdoors, and it was very cold weather that time of the year in Florida. I think they said that the night before WrestleMania it got down to, like, 28 degrees. So the talent would not be freezing while they were, you know, running around in their underwear in the ring.
I have to go back and watch that to make sure that there's not just like a bunch of rest holds on the mat. Guys are like, fuck, it's cold. Yeah, put me in a headlock. Bring me down to the mat. We'll just kind of hang out there for a little bit.
Well, they had 6 furnaces under the ring. The ring was heated from the underside. Then also the ring posts on the inside had like holes and whatnot in them. And they piped heat up through the ring posts into the ring. They said the interior of the ring stayed 78 degrees all night.
Wow.
It was like a really cool, neat little tidbit.
Huh.
So, I mean, that's a really cool idea to have somebody, like, poke around the WWE warehouse and, like, discuss all the old stuff and how it worked, and it's a 5-minute fucking YouTube show.
Well, I guess, like, the YouTube show should be, or the YouTube channel should exist to show clips like that.
Yeah. I could get if maybe, like, that should be the kind of stuff that's on the network.
Well, it's like if they use the YouTube channel to show clips of shows that they have on the network as a commercial for the network.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good.
I mean, that would be the way to do it. You take that, but make that a 5-minute segment of a much bigger setup. Not even just in the warehouse. I think it'd be really cool to see them, like, putting Raw together. Just see how they do all that. That's a fucking day-long adventure right there.
I don't think that's that interesting.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a half-hour show of fucking Kevin Dunn? Just,
okay. Well, you see. Okay, so all we gotta do.
Right, camera one. Okay, camera two. Attach the pyro. Okay.
No, just, you know, Joey Styles going around talking with everybody about what they do and how long it takes and just what goes into, you know, creating Raw. And then basically SmackDown, because all they do is change the lights and hang a new ring curtain. Or whatever you call that fucking thing.
That was one of the things that made me so sad when they went to HD and got rid of the SmackDown set.
The giant fist.
I mean, the giant fist was ridiculous, but at least it was something different than the Raw set. Now all the shows are kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, which is kind of the point, but whatever.
Yeah, I guess now that they... I had no idea that they taped the SmackDown matches this week after Raw, so I guess it's like, yeah, you could just show some SmackDown lights and...
Yeah, they did that for WrestleMania last year, because I think they give the talent... I don't even think they do live events this week, aside from what they do at Access.
Did we talk about every match? God damn.
Yeah, it's a light card. There's only 7 matches. 7 matches, and that includes the pre-show.
For a 4-hour show. They usually have 7 matches on a regular 3-hour show.
And now there is every possibility that there will be a surprise match too, but you gotta remember with the Battle Royale in the middle of that, there's...
Yeah, I guess they're gonna have to make some room for that.
Yeah, there's 30 minutes. Well, I mean, let's be honest, there's about an hour right there for the Battle Royale. So I guess the real question... The last thing to ask about WrestleMania, Mike, what order do you think the matches are going to go in?
Well, we know the tag title matches at the beginning.
Right.
I think that once the pay-per-view starts proper, they should have Bryan and Triple H first.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if one of these guys is going to be working in the main event doing double duty, then they're going to need the show to rest up again. Would be the explanation I have for putting that on first.
Right.
I think after them... should be the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm.
After the Battle Royal, I would put Outlaws and Kane versus the Shield.
Okay.
I'd put Cena and Wyatt on after that. Probably Brock and Taker on after that. Then the Divas match. And then the main event.
Mm-hmm. I would also put Triple H versus Bryan. I agree with that logic. I think the 6-man tag will go after that. I think then they'll do either the Divas or the Battle Royal after that. they'll do either the Divas or the Battle Royal. I'll say probably the Battle Royal, so they can start off the second hour with that, followed by Cena Wyatt. Divas Invitational after that for the cooldown match, so that they can get the big pops for Undertaker and Lesnar. They'll do that. Because Taker tends to go on next to last, usually. And then the triple threat, or four-way, or five-way, or maybe it'll be another battle royal for the title. I don't fucking know at this point. Every champion for the past 30 WrestleManias gets to participate.
Well, that'd be great, except I think half of them are dead.
Maybe Triple H is just in every match this year. except the Divas Invitational, where the title is won by little Aurora Levesque.
That'd be great if Triple H, like, ran in and just threw his daughter at AJ and it knocked her down for 3 seconds.
That's Triple H and Aurora. Is that a fastball special? It's like hurls her. She's got a little sledgehammer in her hand. Whack!
Like Colossus and Wolverine. He just chucks her right at AJ.
Triple H, why did you throw your daughter at AJ? Well, Stephanie doesn't like to be thrown. there's not a little me that I can hold in my hands and throw.
But yeah, I imagine looking at all this that there'll be some other match thrown in there.
There will be some bullshit.
And I don't see who about everybody on the goddamn roster is involved in one way or another.
Yeah, with the Battle Royal, there's nearly, unless fucking they're bringing Austin back for something.
Doubt that. He's not going to be in the Battle Royal.
Stone Cold Steve Austin won the Andre, and he just leaves. Never again seen.
I did like someone's build-up for Undertaker and Sting for next year.
Yeah.
Where Taker beats Lesnar. He walks back up the ramp. He turns around, does his little, like, kneel, and has his... He, like, holds his hand up towards the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah.
And then, lights shine on the WrestleMania sign, and Sting is standing on it.
Oh, that would be fucking cool, actually. So then what's their feud about next year? You took the spotlight away from my moment of victory,
you stole
Sting.
You stole my exit, Sting, you bastard.
Sting's like, you've had 22 of them, asshole.
I don't think... If any match doesn't really need a build-up, Undertaker Sting and Sting Undertaker. Doesn't, I think the fans have built it up enough over the last goddamn 15 years.
That's the match where the best way you could build it up would be to just have Vince McMahon come out and say, by the way...
Yeah.
And then not even fucking show Sting and don't have him come out, don't have him sign a contract, don't have him confront anybody. He doesn't show up until WrestleMania.
Yeah, if they just had that little, like, showdown with Taker on the stage, Sting up on the WrestleMania sign, and you didn't hear from either of them until WrestleMania 31, that'd be the build-up right there.
Yeah, just Vince McMahon comes out 3 weeks before WrestleMania and says, we have secured The Undertaker's next opponent. It is the Icon, Sting.
I don't even think we need that.
Just have them show up?
Yeah.
Undertaker doesn't have a match. Neither does Sting. What's Buff Bagwell doing? Oh, security's taking him away. Never mind.
No, it's like that. They set up the match.
I'm a gigolo now.
They set up the match at WrestleMania, and then you don't see any of them until their next match at WrestleMania. It's not like people are going to fucking forget.
That would work.
Like, yeah, if they did that build up, people would be talking about it and building it up themselves. Like I said, like they have for the last 15 years, for the entire fucking year. Until they got both of them in the ring together. They don't need to talk. They don't need to look at each other. We don't need them on TV. We don't even need to say their names. People will remember and be waiting for the match a year later.
Absolutely. So I guess we'll see you guys next week. When the road to WrestleMania comes to a close. And you slam into the dead end. Just kidding. The Raw after WrestleMania is usually pretty fucking awesome.
You slam headfirst into Extreme Rules. And...
Oh, God. Oh, not a shitty card. Fuck, my head. Oh. Extreme Rules usually isn't terrible for a pay-per-view that's just WrestleMania rematches.
At least there's usually gimmicks to them.
Yeah. You know, but this time it's an I Quit match. Yeah. 13 Divas single fall submission match. Wonder how many Divas Natalya can put in a sharpshooter now. All 13 of them. She's just like on a ladder with a rope around it and just like pulling. And Michael Cole's selling it like death and Lawler's laughing.
Lawler's just jacking off.
Hey! Look at all the puppies, Michael!
Hello, the Divas! Hello, the Divas!
Puppy! Thanks for listening, everybody. I apologize for all the clusterfucks in this week's episode.
I don't. Fuck you.
Fuck all you. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/roomfullofnerdstuff. If you buy us better equipment, these things won't happen.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, they'll suck.
We'll just manage to fuck up the better equipment.
Next week, WrestleMania and Captain America. We'll see y'all then.
Bye.